SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Trump administration facing a multitude of questions about the pausing of federal grants and loans, White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Amid confusion over what federal assistance is affected, White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt said,
food stamps, welfare benefits, assistance that is going directly to individuals will not be impacted by this pause.
But she could not initially say if Medicaid assistance was being halted. Nonprofit groups such as Meals on Wheels say the uncertainty about grant funding is creating chaos for local meal providers. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Also at SRNNews.com, residents waiting in their cars to get permission to return to burned-out Los Angeles neighborhoods. Evacuation orders have been lifted. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu says President Trump has invited him to visit the White House on February the 4th. Meanwhile, Israel announcing it will break off all contact with the United Nations Palestinian Relief Agency, UNRWA. A ban on the organization's work within Israeli territory comes into effect on January the 30th. Addressing reporters, Israeli ambassador to the UN, Danny Danon, says the decision reflects years of efforts to address the grave accusations raised against UNRWA.
UNRWA has miserably failed in its mandate, and it has failed the people who were supposed to benefit from its services. More precisely, this decision was driven by UNRWA's constant refusal to address the widespread infiltration of its ranks by Hamas and other terrorist organizations.
At the United Nations today, Ambassador Dorothy Shea told the Security Council the U.S. supports Israel's move. This is SRN News. The prosperity gospel is out of fashion with America's pastors.
A new poll from Lifeway Research finds only 18% of Protestant clergymen are teaching their parishioners that God will bring them prosperity if they tithe more money to the church. The people in the pews are a different matter, however. The survey reveals 45% of Protestant churchgoers believe that to receive material blessings from God, they have to do something for God. It's about twice as many as believed that a decade ago. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
North Dakota's highest court has ruled that the state's overturned abortion ban will not be enforced during an appeal of a judge's ruling that struck down the law back in September. The latest decision comes after attorneys for the state had asked the Supreme Court for a stay of pending appeal. North Dakota's last abortion provider, now in Minnesota, is challenging the abortion ban as violating the state constitution. This is SRN News. A deadly shooting strikes a local Indiana grocery store in Elkhart.
Police are investigating after a shooting in a Martin's supermarket in northern Indiana Monday night left three people dead.
Shortly after 5:30, there was a 911 call of a shooting in the Martin's here on Junior Achievement Drive.
Elkhart Police spokeswoman Jessica McBriar.
There were two individuals pronounced deceased inside the store. An individual who's believed to be a suspect was also pronounced deceased.
When officers engaged the suspect outside the store, two were wounded. Audio courtesy ABC 57. I'm Jennifer King.
A full-scale replica of the secret annex where Anne Frank penned her famous diary is opened in New York City. The exhibit at the Center for Jewish History in Manhattan was unveiled Monday as the world marked International Holocaust Remembrance Day. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.